You are watching Al Jazeera, your headlines. Incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has cast his vote in the second round of Turkey's presidential election. He won just over 49% of the vote in the first round on May 14th. And his opponent, opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, cast his vote in Ankara. He is now being backed by the small far-right Victory Party. Sinem Kosteoglu has more from Istanbul.
This was a neck-and-neck situation in the first round. Now this is a neck-and-neck because both sides are trying to grab those 5.2% votes. And even that far-right nationalist alliance is now split between Erdogan and Kılıçdaroğlu. So which leader? Is it Sinan Oğan, the third candidate, or Ümit Özdağ, who led that alliance with his ultra-nationalist rhetoric and discourses, especially his anti-refugee discourses, will mobilize those far-right voters' support is unknown.
At least one person has been killed and several injured in Russian drone strikes in the Ukrainian capital. Ukraine's military says it downed 52 of the 54 drones that were launched. Officials say it was the largest drone attack on the city since the beginning of the war. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated a new parliament building. Opposition parties boycotted the opening, calling Modi's involvement an insult. They say it should have been led by the president. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have reached an agreement in principle to raise the debt ceiling. They made the deal days before the U.S. was projected to default on its debt. At least two Iranian guards and an Afghan security officer have been killed in a gunfight at the border. Both sides are accusing each other of firing first. Some people have reportedly fled the violence. It is not clear what caused the fighting. Those are your headlines on Al Jazeera. As always, our website, aljazeera.com, has all our top stories.